With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. 2 weeks of protests so far in Iran challenging the country's theocracy. At least 116 people have been killed and more than 2,600 arrested. The internet is down. Phone lines are cut. It's hard to gauge the situation from abroad. Meanwhile, Iran's parliamentary speaker is warning the U.S. and Israel could be targets if America strikes Iran. The president has threatened to intervene militarily if things don't get better there. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Tehran had better be listening.
They're going to take it very, very seriously. If I were them, I'd be making my travel plans to Moscow.
He is also urging Israel to stand down while Iran falls apart.
The United States is a superpower. The United States can wield its power in ways that even we can't. If it would bring about the fall of this regime by some kinetic intervention, I think that's certainly within the power and the proven record of this president.
He spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Republican lawmakers broke with President Trump on two issues this past week.
The president enjoys strong support among congressional Republicans, but there were some defections within the party ranks on two key votes. Five GOP senators joined Democrats in moving forward with a resolution that would block the president from further military action in Venezuela without approval from Congress. And in the House, 17 Republicans voted with Democrats to renew Obamacare subsidies for 3 years over the objection of the House Speaker and President. That bill now goes to the Senate, where pressure is building for a similar bipartisan compromise. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Myanmar opening a second round of voting in the country's first general election in 5 years today. This is SRN News. This coming week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturn laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over this issue is a national one, playing out at both the state and federal levels. More than 24 states have enacted laws designed to keep males off female teams, and a number of these statutes have been challenged in court. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has officially entered the 2026 race for Alabama governor. He won his seat in the Senate by casting himself as a political outsider closely aligned with President Trump. In 2023, Tuberville maintained a months-long blockade on military promotions over his opposition to a Pentagon policy that provided travel funds and support for troops and their dependents who seek abortions but are based in states that are now pro-life. This is SRN News. General Motors will face about $6 billion of charges in its fourth quarter.
These charges come after sales of electric vehicles sputtered when the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy them. The charges also come after U.S. officials eased auto emissions standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit carmaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason. Automakers had to change ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, January the 11th, and on this date in history, 1908, the Grand Canyon was established as a national monument by President Theodore Roosevelt. The move protected it from mining and other activities. 1935, aviator Amelia Earhart began what would be the first solo flight from Hawaii to California, completing it all in just 19 hours. This is SRN News.